الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. رواه البخاري. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم has said: نعمتان مغبون فیہما کثیر من الناس. There are two favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two bounties granted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding which a lot of people are in great loss. Imam Darimi rahimahullah ta'ala narrates a hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says: inna as-sihhata wal faragha ni'matan min ni'amillah, as-sihha an al-faragha. As-sihha, health. Al-faragh, free time. Free time, when a person is not occupied. Health and free time, health and leisure time, are two ni'mats, are two bounties, are two favors. From the ni'mats, from the favors, from the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said: ni'matani maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. There are two favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding which lot of people, kathirun minan nas, lot of people are in great loss. As-sihhatu wal-faragh, health and free time, health and leisure time. Allama Jawhari rahimahullah ta'ala says that the word maghboon, it is either derived from the word ghabn or from the word ghaban. Ghabnun bi kasril, ghabnun bi sukunil ba, ghabnun with the sukun of ba, and ghabanun bi fathil ba, ghaban with the fatha of ba. So ghabnun is either derived, the root word is either ghabn or the root word is ghabn. If the root word is ghabn, then the meaning is great loss. يَوْمَ يَجْمُعُكُمْ لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that remember that day or fear that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather together all of you. On the day of gathering, يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُكُمْ, remember that day or fear that day, يَجْمَعُكُمْ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all of you together, لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ, on the day of the gathering, that is the day of Qiyamah, ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنِ. And that day is the day of great loss. That day is the day of great loss. This تَغَابُن is derived from the root word غَبْن. So those people who did not value these two favors in this world, those people who did not utilize these favors correctly whilst in this world, for them the day of Qiyamah will be Yawm al-Taghabun, a day of great loss. And if it is derived from the root word ghaban, then the meaning of ghaban is weak opinion. Weak opinion. And we can use both these meanings in this hadith. Ni'matane maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. There are two favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the health, As-siha, wal-farag, and free time, regarding which many people are in great loss, or regarding which many people have a weak opinion. And a person with weak opinion cannot take correct decision. So as a result of weak opinion, a person will not be able to take the correct decision, and he will misuse this favor. And when he will misuse this favor, this person will make a great loss. Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala says that the health is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is not necessary that a person is granted this great favor with the other great favor, that he is healthy and at the same time he is free also. So you may find a category of people who are very healthy, but they are not free. They are very busy. Very healthy, but busy. And you will find another category of people who are free but not healthy. So those people who are very healthy but not free, because of their occupation, because of their engagement, they are unable to do so much for the hereafter. So they are healthy but not free. And because they are not free, they are unable to do so much for the hereafter. And the other category, they are free but not healthy. And because they are not healthy, they are weak, they are frail. So again, they are not able to do so much for the hereafter. A person who is very healthy but not free, he has to wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock because he has to start work at 7 o'clock. He will not return till 7 o'clock in the evening. He will not be able to spend long hours during the night performing tahajjud. And you have another person who is free 24 hours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him all the facilities. He doesn't have to toil, he doesn't have to strive for rizq, for sustenance. So he is free, 24 hours he is free. But he is not healthy. And because he is not healthy, he cannot spend long hours during the night in tahajjud. So Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala says that you will find a category of people who are healthy but not free. And you will find another category of people who are free but not healthy. Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala says you will find the third category who are free and healthy. And they are able to do so much for the hereafter. But as a result of the efforts of shaitan and their base desires. They become victims of shaitan and nafs, and laziness and laxity overpowers them. So they are free, they are healthy, and they are able to earn a lot for the hereafter. They are able to do so much for the hereafter, but they fail to do so as a result of their laziness, as a result of their laxity, as a result of their negligence. Allama Ibn Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala says that these are the people regarding whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that they are maghboon. They are those people who make a big loss. The person who is healthy and busy is not making a loss, because he doesn't have the commodity. If I travel from here to India as a tradesman, and if I have £1,000, and if I find a product which is costing me £1 per item, and that same product I can sell in the UK for £20, for £10, and I have £1,000. Now, if I don't use this money in buying that product, and I buy something which brings no profit, or I buy something which brings 50% of that profit, 60% of that profit, or 10% of that profit, people say that I am maghboon, I have made a loss. So I go to India with £1,000 as a tradesman, as a businessman, to buy something from there and import it into the UK and sell it. If I am able to buy something which will bring me 100% profit, I am able to buy that, I'm able to import that, but instead of buying that item, I buy something which brings me 80% profit. I am maghboon. Maghboon by 20%. And if I buy something which brings me profit of 50%, I am maghboon by 50%. And if I buy something which brings no profit in this country, then I am maghboon by 100%. And if I buy something which does not only deprive me from benefit, where I lose my commodity, my assets, then I am the biggest loser. I am the biggest loser. But if somebody goes to India who has no money, he is zero, and he sees all these opportunities of making profits, and he comes back without importing anything, nobody will say that he has made a loss. So those people who have health but no time, or who have time but no health, they are not losers. They are not making any losses. The maghboon is that person who has sihah and faragh both. As far as the other person is concerned, who is very, very healthy, but he does not have time, he is not a loser. He does not have the commodity. He does not have the resources to make business with. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has likened us to a businessman. My Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has likened us to a businessman in this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this world is a marketplace, and each person is a businessman. And the commodity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him is time. Every second is the commodity. So at one time we were in the akhirah, alamul arwah, And we have traveled from Alamul Arwah to Alamud Dunya, to this world, as businessmen. And each of us has his own commodity, his assets. Maybe 50 years, maybe 40 years, maybe 30 years, maybe 20 years, maybe 60 years, maybe 100 years. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him into this world to use this commodity and buy those things which will support him in the hereafter. That means carry out good amal, perform good deeds. And as a result of buying these goods, acquiring good amal, carrying out good amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the comforts of Jannah. Inna Allah ashtara minal mu'mineena anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul Jannah. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bought from the mu'mineen their lives and their wealth. Their lives and their wealth. Each and every moment of their lives, Allah has bought it. Allah has bought it. In this time, carry out ta'at. Carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. Carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. The person who carries out the do's and abstains from the don'ts is known as a muttaqi. He is also known as a wali. He is also known as a shakir. What did Shaitan say? ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Shaitan said that from today, I will definitely come to the children of Adam. مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ, from the front. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ, from behind. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, from the right. One shamayin, from the left, from all directions. And my mission will be, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, that they do not remain shakir. They do not remain grateful. The one who carries out all the do's and abstains from all the don'ts, and thereafter who tries his utmost to carry out nawafil, mustahabbat, sunan. So the one who carries out all the do's, abstains from all the don'ts, and when he is unable to, with regret he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he repents. This is the shakir of the first stage. He is shakir. And the one who does not carry out the do's, who does not abstain from the don'ts, and he does not even repent, he is not shakir. Shakir, the opposite of shakir is kafir, ungrateful. The one who does not believe in Allah and the one who does not believe in everything sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ungrateful of the highest degree, kafir of the highest degree. And the one who believes in Allah and everything sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he believes. But after believing, he does not carry out the do's, or he does not carry out the do's, he does not abstain from the don'ts. This person is a shakir as far as iman is concerned, but as far as amal is concerned, he is not shakir. He is ungrateful. Kafir has two meanings in the Arabic language. Kafir means the disbeliever, the non-believer, and kafir means the ungrateful. So you have a person who has accepted iman, he is shakir of the first category, of the first degree. After that he carries out all the do's and abstains from all the don'ts. He is particular with all the fara'id, all the wajibat, and he is particular in abstaining from all the haram and all the makruhate tahrimiya. He is a shakir of the second degree, higher degree. And then you have a third person who goes beyond, and he tries his utmost to carry out as many sunan muakkada as possible, as many sunan ghair muakkada as possible, as many mustahabbat as possible, as many nawafil as possible. He is the shakir of the third degree, the highest degree. And there are so many stages amongst them. The one who carries out more amal will be shakir of a higher degree. And the one who carries out less amal will be shakir of a lesser degree. And same goes for the kafir, for the ungrateful one. One who has accepted iman. And thereafter he carries out the do's and abstains from the don'ts, and if he makes a mistake, he repents. He is shakir. He is shakir, 100% shakir. He is not ungrateful. And thereafter, if he carries out the sunan and the mustahabbat, he is plus shakir. Shakir plus. And if after accepting iman, he does not carry out the do's and he does not abstain from the don'ts, then he is ungrateful. He is also kafir. But kafir in the sense of being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So shaitan said that from today my effort will be to make sure that you do not find them amongst the group of the shakirin. That means my effort number one will be they do not accept iman at all. And they reach the highest degree of being a kafir. Who reject you and who reject your message altogether. And if I am unable to do that, then I will try my utmost to make them carry out maasi, carry out disobedience to you, and to make them disobey you, stay away from the do's, so that to a certain degree, when they come and meet you on the day of Qiyamah, they will be categorized as ungrateful ones. La tajidu aksarahum shakirin. He said, my effort will be so much that you will not find majority of them in the category of shakir. And that is what we see today throughout the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says in the glorious Quran, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. From my servants, those who are shakir, they are qalil, not kathir. They are in minority. From amongst my servants, those who are shakir are in minority. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. And why is it that those people who are shakir, who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are in minority? Because majority of the people are misusing those resources which makes a person shakir. And those resources are free time and health. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants one good health and free time, they misuse this resource. Without this resource, a person cannot become shakir, he cannot progress. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there are two favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding which kathir are in loss. So if kathir are making a loss, then those who will succeed will be qalil. If majority are making loss, then those who will succeed will be in minority. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that because kathir, majority, are making a loss, minority are those who are obeying me and who will become successful in the hereafter. So Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala says that you have a category of people who have good health, but who don't have free time. And you have another category who have free time but not good health. And you have a third category who have good health and free time. Shaitan and nafs, they exert effort, and this third category becomes the victim of kasal, victim of laziness. Laziness is a very big afa, very big musibah, very big calamity. It is for this reason we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kasal. O Allah, I seek your refuge from laziness. So one should always try to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek his refuge from laziness, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also used to make dua and he used to seek refuge from laziness. So it must be something very, very dangerous. It must be a very big calamity. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, oh Allah, grant me refuge from laziness. And with dua, take practical steps in removing laziness. And what is the cure of laziness? Hakimul Ummah, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says, that the cure of susti is chusti. The cure of laziness is activeness. Remain active. Push yourself. Pull yourself together. Pull your socks up. And force yourself to do work. This is the only remedy for laziness. There is no other remedy. Think about death. Think about qabr, the grave. Think about the day of qiyamah. Think about the reckoning. Think about the pulsirat. Think about jannat, jahannam. Think about the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about the evil and negative consequences of being lazy in this world. The evil and negative consequences of being lazy in the hereafter. That will motivate you to become active. Stay in the company of those people who are active, who make their time productive. Very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this time. Use it in doing good. Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala says that those people who fall into this third category, who are healthy and who have free time, and they do not become victims of laziness, and they use this resource in acquiring the everlasting pleasures of the hereafter, they remain maghboon no more. They become maghboot. Maghboot means envious. Ghibta, from ghibta. They do not remain maghboon anymore. Maghboon is the one who makes a big loss. And maghboot is the one who is envious. People will see them with envy. I wish I was like him. I wish I was able to achieve so much. I wish I was able to do this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world as tradesmen, as businessmen. My Shaykh rahimahullahu ta'ala says. And let me explain this in detail. Those people who come into this world without iman, those people who come into this world without iman, as soon as they lose iman, they remain businessmen no more. There is no question about making profit or making a loss or making 60% profit or 20% profit. He is not a businessman anymore. He has lost his business visa. He is not a businessman anymore. He has lost all his commodity. There is no difference between him and a dead person. When a person dies, إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدَمَ إِنْ قَطَى عَمَلُهُ. When a person dies, then he is not able to do anything for the hereafter. Similarly, this person who does not have iman, he is not able to do anything good for his hereafter. So he is not a businessman. He cannot buy things which will profit him in the hereafter. The person who comes into this world with iman, so he accepts iman. As a result of this iman, now he has fallen into the category of businessman. Now he is a businessman. He is a businessman now. It all depends on where he uses this rare commodity which is called time. Allahu Akbar. Allah, very most precious. Allahu Akbar. This time that Allah has granted us, most precious commodity. All the wealth contained in this world cannot buy 1 second. It cannot buy 1 second. Now a person has this commodity, time. I have this commodity, alhamdulillah, as long as I am alive. You have this commodity, you have this commodity. Every person is wealthy as far as this commodity is concerned. If a person was told that if you give me your life, I will give you the whole world. I want to buy this commodity, this precious pearl, jewel that you have, your time. Give me your life and I will give you the whole world. He will say, what's the point of the whole world if I don't live? No, I can't give you my whole life. Now some people will use this time in acquiring harmful things. They are businessmen because they are believers. But they will use this time in watching films. They will use this time in listening to music. They will use this time in backbiting. They will use this time in oppressing. They will use this time in swearing at somebody, hurting somebody's feelings. So they are using this commodity and buying those things which are harmful when they return to their original abode. So a businessman leaves the UK, he goes all the way to China and he spends all his money and he brings back those items which are harmful for him. You have another person who uses this commodity in those activities which neither brings harm nor profit. La ya'ni, neither harmful nor profitable. La ya'ni, futile activities, mubah activities, but mubah, but no, permissible, but it does not bring any benefit. Sitting together and talking about politics for 1 hour. Syrian politics, Pakistani politics, Indian politics, British politics, for 1 hour. Today 1 hour, tomorrow 1 hour, the day after 1 hour, the day after 1 hour. During the time of elections, we talk about politics. There are so many people who are following the US elections at the moment. And daily they talk about these politics. And when the election is over, if they look back at the time they had spent in talking about these US elections, and if they ask themselves, what profit have I acquired as far as this world is concerned, or the hereafter is concerned, the conclusion will be zero. Listening to football commentary, listening to cricket commentary, layani. Lawful gossips. Lawful, not haram gossips, lawful gossips. We sit together for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, sometimes once a week, sometimes daily. What did we get? Nothing. Nothing as far as this world is concerned, nothing as far as the hereafter is concerned. There are certain games people play. No benefit, no physical benefit, no mental benefit, no benefit whatsoever. It's like a person traveling all the way from the UK, going up to China, Russia, India, Africa, spending all his money that he had and coming back with something that neither benefits nor harms. And you have the third category, who spend this time in doing those things which brings profit in the hereafter. And anything that brings profit in the hereafter definitely brings profit in this world. They spend this time in doing those things which bring profit in the hereafter. And anything that brings profit in the hereafter will bring profit in this world. These are the clever people. These are the clever people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man akiyasun nas, who are the most clever from the people? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Who are the most clever of the people? Woman ahwatun nas. And who are the most precocious of the people? Who are the most clever? That who spend their time, this commodity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them in doing those things which bring the most profit. And who are the people who are most precocious? That they monitor each and every second they spend. Who are these people? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ وَإِسْتِعْدَادًا لِلْمَوْتِ. Those people who frequently, who continually remember the objective of their coming into this world. Those people who remember that I am here to do business for the hereafter. And soon I will depart from this world and I will go in the hereafter. And I will reap the fruits of what I have done in this world. And who continually, keeping this objective in mind, engage in the tijara of the hereafter. The business of the hereafter. Istidadan lil maut. Ulaika lakiyas. These are the clever people. Zahabu bi sharafi dunya wa bi karamati al-akhirah. They have gone away with the nobility of this world and the honor of the hereafter. They will become profit makers in this world and profit makers in the hereafter. So friends, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is guiding us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is guiding us, he is motivating us to concentrate on our lives and to monitor the time we are spending. Where are we spending this time? He is saying, look, ni'matan, he is saying that there are two favors, health and free time. Makhboonun fihima kathirun minan nas. Lot of people are in big loss. As far as these two ni'mats are concerned, so make sure you do not fall in this category of kathir, lot of. And make sure you fall in the category of qalilum min ibadiyas shakur, in that minority that values time and carries out all the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abstains from all the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and becomes shakir. Allama Jurjani rahimahullahu ta'ala would, at lunch time, at supper time, or whenever he was hungry, he would roast barley flour and just eat that roasted barley flour with water. Sometimes some herbal doctors, they give us powder to consume for certain medicines. So we take a teaspoon or a tablespoon of powder, put it in the mouth and then drink a glass of water over it. He would roast barley flour and just eat that and drink water. So somebody asked him, why are you doing this? So he said that I estimated the time. I estimated the time of doing two things. One is roasting barley flour and consuming barley flour with water. So consuming barley flour with water would take, say for example, 5 minutes. Then eating gravy with chapati would take me 15 minutes. So 15 minus 5, I was left with 10 minutes, for example. And I tried to read Subhanallah within these 10 minutes. And I realized that if I left my normal staple food and if I adopt this new diet, roasted barley flour, I will make a profit of 70, subhanallah, for every food that I consume. At lunchtime, I will make a profit of 70, subhanallah, and at supper, I will make a profit of 70, subhanallah. So he said, from the time I realized this, this has become my habit, this has become my diet. For how long have you been doing this? So he said, for 40 years. For 40 years, these are the people who understand the value of this commodity. Mansur ibn Mu'tamir rahimahullah ta'ala, for 40 years he did not speak to anybody after the Isha Salat. After Isha Salat, either he would go to sleep, wake up early in the morning, or engage in anything that he wanted to. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, for 40 years he performed his Fajr wudu with the wudu of Isha Salat. Those people who narrate this, there are other great people also who performed their Fajr Salat with the wuzu of Isha Salat for 40 years, for 20 years. We can also do this. We can also do this. There are so many people who will say that yes, during the weekend I do this as well. I perform my Fajr Salat with the wuzu of Isha Salat. But the question is, what do you do between Isha and Fajr? When people narrate that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi or so and so performed Fajr Salat with the wudu of Isha Salat, they mean that from Isha until Fajr he did not sleep and he remained engaged in doing those things which would bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to value each and every second of our lives. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will make sure that we utilize each and every second of our lives. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that for those people who will disbelieve, those people who will believe but will not carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts, so these two categories who will become deserving of the fire of Jahannam, they will have nothing but regrets in the hereafter. But those people who will be granted entry into Jannah, even after being granted entry into Jannah, they will have regrets over that time which they spent in mubah, lawful activities, which did not bring any profit in the hereafter. And they would say to themselves that if I had spent this 1 hour instead of engaging in lawful gossip in doing something else, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would have acquired heights in Jannah, more heights in Jannah. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will spend each and every moment of our lives in doing good. I would urge each and every brother to acquire my small booklet, Valuing the Asset of Time. Valuing the Asset of Time. It is published in Urdu also, Matai Waqt Ki Qadar. And also it's in English, Valuing the Asset of Time. And study this book at least once a year, from beginning till end. And study this book whilst making resolutions that inshallah I will practice. I will practice according to the guidelines shown in this book. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Yahya ibn Mu'az al-Razi, rahimahullah ta'ala, used to say that there is no point in night without tahajjud. And there is no point in day without worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no point of life without talking to Allah. There is no point in night without talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Munajat, talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Night is useless without talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day is useless without worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life is useless without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Akhirat is useless without forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Jannat is useless without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us also learn to wake up for tahajjud, and during the darkness and solitude of the night, learn to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the night, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us spend each and every moment of our lives in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hardam Allah, Allah kar, noor se apna seena bar. Hardam Allah, Allah kar. Every moment of your life should be spent in remembering Allah. What does my Creator want me to do at this moment? This is the remembrance we want. Hardam Allah, Allah kar. And when a person asks this question, what does my Creator want me to do at this moment? And he does only that which his Creator wants him to do. Noor se apna seena bhar. His heart will be enlightened with the noor of these amal. And when the heart is enlightened with the noor of his amal, then he will only do that during his life which his Creator wants him to do. Jiye to uska hokar ji. And if he lives his life according to the wishes of his Creator, then when he dies, he will die according to the wishes of his Creator. Mare to uska hokar mar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa al-aqibata lil-muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين ورحمة